Congressman Becerra, I got to say, I went back and I read not the whole 2,000 pages, but I read the key parts of the health care law, and it seems to be very specific when it comes to the employer mandate. Let's put it up on the screen. Effective date, the amendments made by this section. This is in the employer mandate. The amendments made by this section shall apply to months beginning after December 31st, 2013. But, Congressman, as you well know, unilaterally, without coming back to Congress, the president has delayed the employer mandate from 2013 to 14 to 15 and now to 16. What gives him the authority to rewrite what seems to be a very clear law?
Chris, it's the same authority that every president has had to make sure that the laws are administered and executed in a way that helps all Americans. The president is simply providing small businesses with the flexibility they need to be able to start adopting the law. Small businesses support the flexibility, and the president is making sure that we implement this in a way that puts into effect the purpose of the law, which is to give people more health security. So if this were against the Constitution, someone would have sued by now, and the president would have had to stop. The reality is the president has used his executive powers less often than almost every president before him.
This gets to a larger issue, and I want to follow up with you, and then we'll bring in Senator Lee, and that is the president's declaration that he is going to use executive action when Congress won't go along with him. It set up an interesting debate. Take a look.
And I've got a phone, and I can use that pen to sign executive orders and take executive actions and administrative actions that move the ball forward.
The president says he has a pen and a cell phone, but the American people have a constitution, and the constitution doesn't give him the authority to unilaterally change the law. He's got to come to the Congress to do that.
In fact, Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution gives Congress all legislative powers. Forget the politics for a moment, Congressman Becerra. I would think as a congressman, you would be upset at the idea of any president, and you're right, there are other presidents of the other party who have done it, any president going around Congress to this extent.
If you were going around Congress to rewrite law, that would be different than trying to use the flexibility you're given by the Congress to execute the law. The president is not trying to rewrite. The president has never said, I'm going to go it alone. The president has said, I'm going to work with Congress, but where Congress decides not to act, remember, this is the perhaps the greatest do-nothing Congress we've seen. You have a Republican speaker who said he will not, he will be the brick wall that will not permit the president to act. So the president is trying to implement the law.
When the law says, the health care law, the employer mandate shall begin after December 31st, 2013, isn't that pretty specific?
It will begin after December 2013. The president said, well, the president said, we'll start it after 2013, but we're going to make sure it works well for small businesses. And the fact that what he's trying to do is make things work, when Congress can't pass bills, when Congress shuts down the government, the president can't just sit there. What he's saying is,
wait. That's the way the Constitution's written. The president is supposed to just sit there.
No. Is just supposed to sit there? If we have an emergency, the president is just supposed to sit there?
We're not talking about an emergency with Obamacare.
Well, but you never know if something might happen if we just started twiddling our thumbs.
We're not talking about a foreign threat here, sir.
I would hope that we would never have a chief executive who would twiddle his thumbs because Congress can't get its act together.